Recording with a family in mind, 3, 2, 1. Every decade of life provides another chance to adjust your financial goals. With a family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. When you hit 60 years of age, people often say that's when you really need to know how to find money and to save it. Translation, I think it means that when most people acknowledge more of their earning years are behind them than in front of them, they get serious about generating a bigger nest egg. Many people in their 60s decide they'll keep the family car a few years longer than just having to have that newest model. Been there, done that, becomes a more acceptable theme regarding spending money. Lots of people in their 60s consolidate credit cards, keep the one with the longest credit history, but negotiate a lower interest rate. They oftentimes also refinance their home. An increasing number of 60-somethings work a few years longer than they'd planned, either out of financial necessity as a result of this recession, or by choice. By the time we reach our 70s, many of us will need our retirement portion of our savings in an income annuity, which reduces the amount of money you'll need to take from your savings and limits the damage to your investment portfolio during market downturns. Money managers suggest it's a good plan for most people 70 and older to invest the rest of their savings in a diversified portfolio of stock and bond funds. This combination improves odds that you won't outlive your money, and even if the assets run dry, the annuity checks would keep coming. Adjusting financial goals in every decade of life. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with a family in mind.